Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from someone else in the Tax Quips forum who's being audited. This person is being audited by IRS for a child tax credit. At this point, she can no longer locate the care provider to get her Social Security number since the woman's phone is disconnected and she didn't get receipts for her payments. What can she do now? Well, my friends, this is one of the few times Tax Mama probably cannot help. First of all, I'm amazed that her tax software would even let her e-file a tax return with a Form 2441 Child and Dependent Care Credit without a taxpayer ID number for the care provider. So my first warning is, if your software won't let you e-file because something is not complete, get the missing information. Don't just file a paper tax return. There's a reason the program won't let you e-file. Then, when it comes to forms like the Child and Dependent Care Credit that ask for a name and address and taxpayer ID number, be sure to gather all those things from the care provider. Rita Lewis, our EA in Fairfield County, Connecticut, points out that there's a special form W-10 designed specifically to collect information from care providers. I didn't even know about that form. Preferably, get those things at the beginning of the relationship. If they're not willing to provide those bits of information, then you know right up front they're not planning to report the income. Now, if you don't mind hiring someone on that basis, that's fine. That's your business. But don't waste your time trying to claim the credit. That missing taxpayer ID number absolutely guarantees you will be audited, unless the care provider is a nonprofit organization. Now, also, be sure to pay the care providers with checks, credit cards, or PayPals if they accept those things to ensure you always have proof of the payments. This is one of those rare instances where even Tax Mama can do nothing to salvage this audit. Without the taxpayer ID number or proof of payments, this is a costly lesson. It's a loss of about $1,200 and the assessment of penalties for negligence, plus interest on both the tax and the penalties. Now, if the IRS auditor is merciful, she won't assess the negligence penalties. Maybe. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about avoiding audit and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.